that you reached out, and I'm like, yeah.
What was that, Luke?
Again, it's something like you reached out and said, let's do this. I'm, yeah, sure.
No, that's awesome.
Everything you can to get info out there to your customers, to your people, just keep your people informed.
Yeah. Maybe if you could speak a little bit louder too, Luke, that'd be helpful.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, but it's all about you're doing the right thing in terms of keeping the local community informed, and just knowing what's going on out there and what's available out there to businesses, what's possible, and to do everything possible and to be an active member of the business community in Cairns right now.
All right. Okay. Maybe we'll start. Hey, Luke, thanks for joining us.
Hey.
So yeah, if you can introduce yourself, what is it that you do? What's your name?
I'm Luke Lipke. I'm the business and equipment finance specialist here at Evolve Loans. I've been doing this sort of for 2 decades. My background's in agricultural finance, you know, doing all that kind of stuff back in the day. And I still do a lot of that, but I moved into doing consumer finance as well. So for mums and dads doing their cars and bikes and all those kind of things, in personal loans for individuals, as well as still the business community.
Cool. I've known you for what personally about 10 years now. We went to the same school. And one thing that I do get from you is that you love helping people, Luke.
Yeah. Much like yourself. Like you can be in business and be a good member of the community, business community, and come at it from a place of service and of giving. Yeah. We're both in BNI, and I think, like, I didn't even know that BNI existed. And their motto of givers gain is something that I just sort of always lived with. You know, it's always just part of my service, is that the more you can give your clients, the better service you can give your clients, the better you can be out there for everyone, the more you gain.
Mm. So tell us about Evolve Loans. That's a company that you work with?
Yeah, sure. So I've been an independent finance contractor for a couple of years now, and I moved into, had a discussion, actually John reached out to me, had a discussion, we've been having a discussion sort of a couple of years back and forth, but he really reached out a year ago, said, hey, let's try and make this work as a team so that I can look after and help the mortgage customers of Evolve. And on the other foot is that I've now got an avenue with two very excellent experts or specialists in their field of mortgages for my customers, service my customers.
Yep. And when it comes to, I guess, business personal loans, what type of services do you provide regarding that, and how can you help the average person that's going through situations at the moment?
Yeah, so obviously at the moment it's it's an evolving situation for everyone in business, personal, all of that stuff is just everybody is unsure. And it is one of those times where having a chat or just bouncing things off of someone who has some specialization in that field, it's helpful. So in terms of business lending, equipment finance and asset finance, secured finance is the core business of Evolve Loans. The personal loan side of things, we're seeing that develop a lot more because people are trying to consolidate items at the moment and just have some surety with their outgoing expenses on a personal level. So there's a lot of that going on. And then business are also doing the same thing in terms of lending and just getting cash together so that they can weather this storm that's come about because of this health crisis. So there's a lot of avenues for that that we're just pointing people in the right direction, because a lot of that's coming from the government, and it's really good initiatives from the government to keep things rolling. And we're just pointing people in the right direction in terms of, hey, here's how you access your best service. Here's the people that you need to be connecting with, especially with your accounts at the moment. They're all under the pump. So you've got to read as much and educate yourself as much as possible of what's out there through the government websites, ATO website, Treasury, and so that you know before you go to your accountant or your financial planner, you have some basis of knowledge so that you're not wasting your time or their time together, you know? So you've got a little bit, if you put it together in email, even better, bang, 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 this is what helped me understand these points.
It's definitely very overwhelming at the moment where it feels every day a small business owner has to pivot, correct?
And I mean, the hashtag, we are all in this together, nobody knows. And you need to be okay with saying, okay, I don't know, but I can take one step forward today that's an educated one, or one step forward that'll help my business. And I've said it on my Facebook, it's like, it is your business. Nobody can tell you how to run your business. Nobody can help tell. Nobody can tell you how to run your household spreadsheet and budget. It's something you and we all, as individuals in the community, need to take ownership of.
Yeah.
But there are so many people out there, like yourself, like me, that really care and want to give service and good help and help you roll along with the decisions that you are making.
And this is nothing new to you, Luke. Like, you've been operating for a while now. You've been through the GFC as well.
Yeah, that was difficult. And anyone that says, oh, the GFC wasn't that bad. You know, there's a lot of people that are hurt because of that. I still carry hurt in my heart for some of the companies I couldn't help save. Some really good mum, dad stuff that, you know, they just couldn't quite get all the way through it. But yeah, it's happened before. You need to accept what you can do and, you know, just move on with it. But yeah, you come out the other side of it a better person just for going through it, or just a better company if you get through it. Geez, this is something that you can look back at for the next, you know, 20 years and say, hey, no matter how bad things are at the moment, I've gone through that. And if I've got the resilience, go through that, I can get through this next step for my company or for me personally or for my family.
Mm. And the government's obviously, you know, providing a lot of support, and you've been keeping up with, I guess, news and things like that, what's available.
Yeah, well, there's a few here that reached out and pointed out to me, and that's great. So yeah, I'd love to go through each one of those. There was one in regards to the Australian Broker website that sent out some information in regards to NAB offering small and medium enterprise $250,000 loans. That's, we're getting that out to as many customers as we can. It's not just NAB, it's every finance, every bank. They have that $250,000, which is guaranteed by the government, or 50% guaranteed by the government for 10-year term, to help businesses continue and to keep people employed and to help that cash flow position for the foreseeable future while things are going to be a bit tighter. That's not something that I'm getting any benefit out of, or any other broker, and it's something we point, and it's probably more beneficial to the customer that they go directly to the bank to apply for that. I've got some gun-hole customers that are like, how many banks can I apply for that? Well, you know, they want to load up. And I'm like, well, it's supposed to be your bank, but I would seek independent advice from your accountant in regards to doing something like that. But yeah, it's available. It's out there. But it's something that, again, you as a business need to have some surety of, okay, can I invest this money well to help my business continue, or to help even grow my business out of this situation? But it shouldn't be something to be looked at as a crutch, or this is going to help my cash flow because it's like for right now and there's no vision to the future.
Yeah.
That's, you need to look at this as a long term. We all need to look at this as a long term thing that we're all going to have to work together with through a year and a half to really make it get back to full growth.
You've been working in the finance sector for a long time now, haven't you, Luke? Like, you work with your father, yeah, and then you decide to go on your own, right?
This is what I do. This is my little niche. This is what I really specialize in, is the asset, equipment, and personal financing side of things. Financial services has a wide breadth of services. This is my thing. And I started doing this thing. Like I've never worked in a bank. I've never worked in an institution. I am been a finance broker since I was, 19 years old learning it.
Mm. And during the GFC, not only that you provided, business advice and loans for people, you obviously provided emotional support for people that was going through that.
And I was a really young man at that stage. And, to have all the businessmen ringing you and say, hey, what's your thoughts on this? Not, well, how do you think I handled this situation? And to say, well, I've worked with your company, so I can see some of your KPIs and some of the things you need to hit. XYZ, if we work together on this basis, get through this, and to see that come to fruition, that's a pretty cool thing to sort of have achieved and to have helped other people achieve. That's, again, getting back to Givers Gang, to help other businesses succeed or to help personally people. Because it's at the end of the day, every company, there's a director, there's secretary, there's everyone behind that company that are people and they deserve success. And then come through this well.
And you did mention hashtag we're in this together. How do we come through together, on the other side of this? What would that look like?
What's been happening out there is one thing I've noticed just walking around is that people look at each other in the eye and saying, g'day, saying, how are you? And people that I've been in or known in business for 15, 20 years, but don't really talk to, and then you see them on the street, stop, how you doing? Do you need to unload? Just to have another person in business or another person say to you, g'day, how you doing? And just have to extend that time and that consideration to you, because for years we've all been going, looking inwardly, just going, what can I get? And that's just put us a little bit into this predicament. So, just being out there, we are all in this together. Everybody hurt, everybody lost, everybody is in the same situation. So if we're all in it together, we can all get through it together.
That's awesome. If people want to get in touch with you, Luke, how do we get hold of you?
I've got my phone. We've got the Evolve Loan website and on Facebook. I'm really big on Facebook at the moment because, 50%, 100% of the world is connecting, because we're missing that connection with people at the moment. So we're doing it online. Hit me up on my Facebook, my contact details are on our Evolve page. You can send me a private message on Facebook. I always reply.
You'd be happy for me to send some links. Yeah, cool. I'll share this obviously with my LinkedIn connections and all my social media links, but just conscious about the time.
Me wanting to do this today wasn't for me, and that's sort of a little embarrassed about what you just asked me. I really believe in what you're doing. And so I really believe how important what you're doing is for Cairns and the FNQ community. I extend much more outside of Cairns. It's a region for me. But what you do is you're giving to and helping this community heal through a health crisis to get back financially where we all want to be.